For my generation of Americans, there is no more catastrophic event than the attacks of 9/11, but previous generations have lived through even more, and on this third anniversary, we turn to them for their perspective. Dr. Nathan Krieger and his wife, Dr. Doris Millman, are lifelong New Yorkers. Both are in their 80s, and despite all the upheavals of nearly a century of life, Pearl Harbor, World War II, Vietnam, both say they never imagined an attack like that on the Twin Towers.
I never dreamed it.
Not ever. I mean, to have envisioned an attack with airplanes knocking down buildings, it was fantastic, even in retrospect, that anybody had dreamed of such an act.
Dr. Krieger, I'm wondering, you remember Pearl Harbor, no?
Oh, yes, I do indeed.
And do you remember what went through your mind when that happened, and how does it compare?
Yes, I think it was, that was not as much of a surprise in retrospect. And in fact, I think looking back, we were struck by the fact that we were driving back from our honeymoon on the very day that Germany invaded Russia. We knew full well that there was a war and that it would involve us in a short time, as it did. I think one of the feelings we had when we heard that Pearl Harbor was bombed was that it would be a very short time before we were all called up for active duty, as indeed we were, and spent 4 years wondering about why it happened. Pearl Harbor, if you were alive at the time, meant a great deal more in a sense, not the number of people who were killed, but I don't think that 4 years spent in the Army fighting an enemy was quite the equivalent of terrorism as we see it now. It's a more individual thing, a more personal thing, and doesn't affect us quite so much. Life goes on pretty much the same, despite all the warnings and alarms that we hear. And most people are quite unaffected except when they're being told that they should be affected. So that when you have minor catastrophes occur here, everybody thinks that the world is collapsing. But this is something that I think we just have to live through.
Here in Washington, D.C., we spoke to 92-year-old Philip Kaiser, a former ambassador and lifelong Foreign Service officer. He says that, like everyone else, he was stunned by the 9/11 attacks.
The first attacks was horror. Everybody, a basic human reaction to this terrible act. Not in any way comparable to Pearl Harbor.
Why not?
If you don't mind my saying so, Bin Laden is not in the class of Hitler or Tojo. That's not to belittle the damage he did, but Hitler had a major war machine. So did the Japanese. And this was, for us, a life or death situation. If they had won, if Hitler and Tojo had won, you and I wouldn't be talking here today.
Kaiser also senses an ongoing paranoia that he did not feel in earlier crises.
Pearl Harbor settled everything, so to speak. We were war, and we had to win that war. In that sense, it had a positive impact.
And today, the war on terror?
Well, 9/11, in a sense, it's more difficult to cope with because it's not focused the way we were on Hitler's Germany and on Tojo's Japan.
Kaiser says today's terrorists could pose a greater threat if they manage to acquire nuclear bombs. The possibilities of nuclear warfare also resonate with Doris Millman in New York. She says the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima was more chilling to her than either Pearl Harbor or 9/11.
I was dressing, I was listening to the radio, and I heard about the bomb. And I remember being totally immersed in a feeling of, I guess you could say, gloom and doom. I saw not the end of the war, but what I saw was what came after, that we had entered into a new era of a change in the ability of a nation to destroy another nation, unanticipated, and against which I felt there was no defense. And I was totally overcome by the unknown that lay ahead.
Can I ask each of you, if you imagine the 9/11 attacks being written about in the history books, say 100 years from now, how do you think it will be portrayed in the life of this nation?
Oh, that's an interesting thought. I suspect it will be considered as a big blip in man's relation to man and nations. It's a horrible thing here for New Yorkers, for the people who lost their own and so on, but I don't think it will take its place as the forerunner to the horrors of World War II, which I think people have quite forgotten.
And Dr. Millman, what about you?
I agree, basically. The damage that a plane can do to a building, we learned for the first time, but the damage is very limited in a global sense. Nobody imagines that any nation or portion of a nation is going to be overrun by airplanes bumping into buildings. The connection between that and an atom bomb is very minimal. Here, we could foresee a quite different outcome, namely, better relationship among nations, as indeed the European nations have worked out a relationship, and with the passage of time between World War I and today, these relationships are being worked out progressively more and more, and there's every reason to anticipate that that working out of relationships can spread worldwide.
Doris Millman and her husband Nathan Krieger of New York. We also heard from retired Ambassador Philip Kaiser of Washington, D.C.